Good morning. A cold front moved through New York and New England overnight. It dropped some rain showers across the area, but it's drying out early this morning as the rain showers break up and diminish in both coverage and intensity, with that front moving through central and now eastern New England. The wind is flipped around behind the front and becoming gusty out of the west-northwest at times over 20, even 30 miles per hour, driving in much cooler air to the region. So after a nice and mild weekend, it'll be much cooler today as temperatures start off in the 40s and lower 50s. Not much of a rebound with that gusty breeze and plenty of clouds around, especially the first part of the day today. It looks like most everyone will stay in the middle to upper 50s for afternoon highs, even with some lower 50s across the higher terrain. High pressure is also building in behind the front, and it will be dry for the remainder of the day. And for tonight, with that high pressure overhead, the wind will relax and skies will be clear, and temperatures will drop quickly back through the 50s and 40s. Most everyone will be in the 30s to open up the day tomorrow, with a lot of folks down toward freezing with widespread frost, especially across the higher terrain. That high pressure, though, will dominate for the better part of the week ahead. Starting with tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies and a nice rebound. Temperatures will bounce back up toward the 60-degree mark. In fact, we'll be into the middle and upper 60s on Wednesday and right around 70 on Thursday as that high crests overhead. A weak front will pass by with little, if any, precipitation on Thursday, although we'll have a mix of sun and clouds during the day. But we'll go right back to sunshine on Friday, pushing us up into the upper 60s before rebounding back into the lower 70s over the weekend. So a dry week ahead. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center has just issued its final advisory on post-tropical cyclone Ophelia, now bearing down on Ireland. This from the Irish Meteorological Service. A status red warning is in operation countrywide for today. Stormy with violent damaging wind gusts. The worst of the winds over Munster and South Leinster this morning will quickly extend to the rest of the country this afternoon. Spells of heavy rain and thunderstorms also, and storm surges along some coasts through the afternoon will lead to flooding. Winds out of the east to southeast at first will veer southwesterly later. And from the UK Met Office, ex-Ophelia will move northwards across the west of Ireland today, bringing very strong winds to Northern Ireland, along with parts of North and West Wales and the extreme southwest of Scotland. Gusts of 55 to 65 miles per hour are expected widely, with 80 mile per hour gusts likely in some places. A smaller area of very gusty winds is then likely to run across Northern Ireland from the west, with 65 to 75 mile per hour gusts possible for a short period of time in any one location. Winds are expected to peak across Northern Ireland and North and West Wales this afternoon, including this evening's busy travel period, and peak across southwest Scotland this evening. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 28 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 59 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear with ice crystals and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 51 degrees, the dew point 40, 66% relative humidity, a west wind at 17, gusting to 26 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.93 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City breezy with increasing sunshine, temperatures falling into the 50s, Boston breezy, some sunshine coming back in the 50s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine and windy with highs only around 50 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low 57, the average temperature 66, that's 16 degrees above normal. 0.2 inch of rain yesterday for the month now, 0.92, which is 0.91 below normal, and 35.45 inches for the year, which is 4.17 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 60 degrees, the average low, 39. The record high, 88, set in 1947, and the record low, 25, in 1978. Sunrise this morning at 7:10 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:11 p.m., 11 hours and 1 minute of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with some sunshine mixing in through the day today and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the 20s to around 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, clouds mixing with sunshine today, windy with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Mostly clear with frost in spots tonight and lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds today, windy with highs in the middle 50s. Clear tonight with areas of frost and lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds mixing in with some sunshine today, windy with highs in the middle 50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Any clouds will gradually mix with sunshine. It'll be windy today with temperatures in the middle and upper 50s. Mostly clear with areas of frost tonight and lows in the lower to mid 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, back to sunshine, high temperatures around 60. More sunshine on Wednesday in the middle and upper 60s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Thursday, warmer around 70. Upper 60s on Friday, back to full sunshine, and a mix of sun and clouds over the weekend with highs both days in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.